Eric Ainge played all 4 years at Tennessee, starting 35 of 43 games. Injuries plagued Ainge during his career, but still managed to rank third in school history in touchdown passes and completions. Ainge is known as a smart player, and his numbers show that. Of the 72 touchdown passes thrown throughout his career, he threw just 35 interceptions.
I mean, decision-making, I think it comes from good coaching. I think it comes from having good guys around me. You got to have time to throw the football. You know, you can know where it's got to go, but you still got to be able to get it off. It's intelligence that comes from coaching and being functional, being able to listen to and sit in a meeting and listen to what Coach Cutter or anybody has to say and take it out to practice and be functional with it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So by the time you play the game, 90% of the stuff they do, you've already seen before. Every team always has something different, and they might confuse you. And when you get confused on those few plays of the game, you just make a good decision, don't turn it over. And all the other ones you're going to have seen before, and you just got to go play.
Ainge had a very good Senior Bowl week, and in fact, he led the South team on a game-winning drive and hopes scouts look more at his game tape than just his combine numbers.
It's different. You know, the one thing that you don't get to do at the combine is play football. You know, you get to do everything, but you don't get to play. And I think that, you know, that's why the Senior Bowl is good. That's why stuff like that's good, because, you know, you can go out here and some guys look great in drills and they can't play in the game to save their life. You know, some guys look terrible in drills and they're great. It's not the only factor. And so I think that, you know, kind of knowing that and having not an attitude, not that attitude that it doesn't matter, but an attitude that it's just another piece of the puzzle, I think helps a lot of guys get through this weekend and do well on Sunday.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.